And there he stands, pale and the little water plays with the duck swimming, and it's the most beautiful time of the year. And he thinks, first, this is like heaven. But then he thinks, maybe this is like Vrindavan. And he thinks about Vrindavan. How it exists as that place where life is like this simple farming life, but with this coward boy Krishna, boyfriend of that most beautiful girl in the village. But then, how Vrindavan exists in the eternal, highest reality, but how it also is here in the model, the game world that has been created. You could say the end result of the creative process there from heaven and on. And then as he stands there thinking this, it's again as if the world around him changes. And he's thinking, but where is Krishna? Where are my friends? Where is she? Krishna's girlfriend, you know, my love. But he knows that they're all here. I just can't see them right now. And he may even start looking around. Is Krishna here? Is Krishna there? Because he knows that Ram and Krishna follow the, you know, all the friends, the coward boys, coward girls. They appear to him as well. And that's the beauty and wonderfulness of it. That when you have created this dreamy, illusory game world, where you can step in and dream and imagine and play whoever you want to be, do whatever you want to do. You will find Vrindavan here as well. Of course, if it's not here already, someone will build it. Just as they remember it. So the connection between reality and the